What's up, everyone? This is Eddie Picasso, and you are listening to the Secret Side Hustle Hack Show. Now, what you are about to hear is going to blow you away. And if it connects with you at your heart and soul, you are not alone. At this very moment, I am over $250,000 in debt. I've got no job, and I'm barely hanging by a thread. To top it off, I'm only 30 days away from going lights completely out. So, this show is a must follow to follow my next moves as I crawl out of this hole. The question that everyone asks is this: how do real bloggers like us, who didn't cheat or really make money by scamming other people, who have been hustling nonstop, how do we grow our audience and create extra income in a way that lets us get our positive message out to the world and still have a balanced life? That is the elephant in the room, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Eddie Pistachio. Picasso. Hey, I'm Picasso, and welcome to the Secret Side Hustle Hack Show. So, I am your host, Eddie Picasso, and this is my story. It's been a long time coming, and I'm super grateful to have this opportunity to do this. This is the first ever episode for the Totally Secret Side Hustle Hacks radio show, and I'm super excited about it because it's been planned out for a while, and it's been in the works for a while, and I actually just now got around to actually doing everything. It takes a lot of work to actually put all this. This is going to be a recorded session, so I'm going to be posting it on a podcast that's going to be published pretty soon. But I decided to go live with it just so I can have some backup. And so, talking about blogs, man, I've been reading a lot about making money online and the blogs. And everybody just seems to be, there seems to be an understanding that, or a misunderstanding that, the gateway drug to online success is through blogs and making money doing blogs. And everybody seems to be putting out courses and putting out a whole bunch of material intended to be able to make you money either through affiliate marketing, building your own digital products, selling your own physical products on your blog. And initially, it seems like it's a super easy idea and it's a super easy concept, but it takes a lot of work. I started my first blog last year. Actually, it was toward the end of 2017, beginning of 2018. And what happened was I started investing in real estate last year. And there's a long story behind it that's going to be published in a book, the Tag Book Series, that's going to be published hopefully later on this year, is where I tell a lot of my story. And pretty much where it comes down to is I started investing in real estate last year because it was meant for me to give a message or teach a lesson to my kids after the 2016 election when Donald Trump won the election. A lot of people seem to be, especially Hispanics. I come from a majority Hispanic community where a lot of people were very disappointed. They were faced with adversity when Donald Trump won the election. And it scared a lot of people. A lot of people in my area are undocumented, and a lot of people, there was a lot of stuff going on in my area. And I wanted to teach my kids that in the face of adversity, you don't just roll over and take that beating. Everything that matters is how many times it doesn't matter how many times you fall down, is how many times you get back up, right? Like the old Rocky movie. And so in that spirit, I decided I was going to take action and actually live life on my terms and teach my kids that in the face of adversity, you got to make things happen on your own. Things are not just going to be handed to you. You got to get up. You got to do something. You got to make things happen. And that's how it all came about. I had been wanting to invest in real estate for a very long time. Fresh out of high school, I started flipping some houses. And I got to flip a couple of houses with a mentor, and I kind of got hooked. But life happened, and I wasn't able to continue on that journey. I ended up having to go into the petrochemical refineries, where I spent about 13 years. And so what happened was, 13 years later, I decided to actually follow my dream and start investing in real estate. And when I started, I not only invested in the company, I also invested in myself. I went through a big personal development journey, and one thing led to another. My first event ever was with Tony Robbins of Business Mastery, and it completely blew me away to see Tony live in front of you. He's a huge guy. He's super big, man. And just to see him, the big heart that he has, and the capacity he has to really transform people right in front of your eyes. It makes such an impact on you. And if you get to do that, if you get to go see him live at some point in your life, I would recommend, or if you get the opportunity to do so, please do so. Take advantage of it. Take the opportunity, because life will never be the same. And so I left that event wondering how I could give value to my clients. How was I going to add value? So at that time, I was focusing on buying houses that were distressed, that were abandoned, and that needed some work done, right? And going through the Business Mastery Program, Tony talks a lot about giving that value first, giving your client, fall in love with your client, and give your client unbelievable value from your services. And so I left the event trying to think of what my value add, my X factor was going to be, how I was going to provide that value to my clients. And I did a lot of soul searching. I got a lot of business coaching, a lot of life coaching. And I decided that the way that for me to be able to help other people, maybe I could teach them, or I can coach them financially. It's something that I myself didn't know much about, and I didn't realize that until I started going through all this personal development. You see, I come from a broken marriage. My father wasn't around. My mother raised two kids all by herself, so she was spending 12, 14 hours a day working just to put food on the table. So there really wasn't anybody around to show us or teach us how money worked, or how to adult, pretty much. And so going through all this personal development, it opened up my eyes, and I realized that I never really learned any of this stuff. So, by the way, if any of this touches close to home, if it touches your heart or your mind in somehow, please reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you about it, because it's something that goes, that's taken for granted a lot of times. It's something that's become my passion as of recently, that a lot of people go through all this stuff and they don't realize that a lot of these limiting beliefs, a lot of this stuff, that these stories of us being stuck, of being in a rut, they were all brought up about since we were children, being raised. All these limiting beliefs were programmed into us by parents and teachers. And I didn't realize this until I started going through all this personal development. And so I realized, I thought that I could help these people by being able to coach them financially. And so I started taking different coaching programs. I went through Dave Ramsey's Master Financial Coaching Program. I ended up learning leadership from John Maxwell, and ended up becoming a certified speaker, coach, and trainer with the John Maxwell team. And so at the end of 2017, or somewhere in between, I went to the program. I took the Business Mastery Program in September, and somewhere between there and the end of the year, I had some big breakthroughs. I had huge breakthroughs. I had huge epiphanies, and I even told my business coach, when one of those big epiphanies was actually I call it a divine intervention, where I actually found my faith. And I told my business coach at that time, when I was trying to decipher the message, I told him, man, I had taken the last 13 years for granted. I started earning $13 an hour after my first divorce out in the petrochemical refineries. And I went from living in my mother's house in a bedroom, in my old bedroom, my mom's house. I moved back in with her after my divorce, my first divorce. And I ended up going from earning $13 an hour to earning about close to $250,000 a year in 13 years. And so from a broken marriage, a person who comes from nothing, who got tried by the best that South Texas has to offer, I wasn't appreciating how far it had come. And a certain message, a certain divine intervention that I got, made me realize that, or made me appreciate it, made me realize how far I'd come. And I decided that, you know what, this is what I want to do. I've been helped so much on my way here in the last 13 years, that it's time for me to give back. It's time for me to return that favor, to pay it forward. And Tony talks a lot about us, about the six human need psychology, where most people try to fulfill the first four needs, which is certainty, uncertainty, the need for variety, love and connection, and significance. Everybody tries to fulfill those needs that they have, but by trying to fulfill those needs, you pretty much leave a void space. You never really feel truly fulfilled. The way to really feel to the secret to life is fulfilling the last two needs, which is the need for growth, to become more, to learn more. Because what he says is, if you're not, everything in life, if it's not growing, it's dying. So you got to fulfill that need for growth. And last of all, in order, once you reach a certain level of growth, then you reach a level of where you need to contribute beyond yourself. And John Maxwell says that you cannot give what you do not have. So in order for you to contribute beyond yourself, you got to grow yourself. You got to grow your leadership. And so it's a double-edged sword. It's a catch 22, so to speak. You can't have one without the other, because once you get to a certain level of growth, you can't grow anymore unless you start contributing beyond yourself, and vice versa. You can't contribute without first growing into the leader that you were meant to be. So that's pretty much how I got to about wanting to help other people and help others. And I started doing some more research, started looking into more possibilities, more ways to be able to help other people. And so that's how I landed at Dave Ramsey and the John Maxwell team, because I knew that I had a message to give to the world, and I wanted to find that message. And so they helped me out a lot on just structuring the message and finding my voice, my true voice. And so I was still looking for a medium for me to be able to provide that message. And I came up across blogging in late 2017. I had fiddled around with the idea early on in my early 20s about affiliate marketing and blogging, but it hadn't really, I guess it was just kicking off, and it wasn't something that really attracted me. It wasn't something that I was really attracted to, and it seemed like a lot of work. And everybody thinks that entrepreneurship and starting a new business and working for yourself is an easy thing, that you're automatically going to get rich quick. And nothing can be farther from the truth. It actually takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of discipline, a lot of trials and tribulations that you got to get through. And it's more than anything, it takes a strong will and a strong mindset. I like to say that 80% is 80% of entrepreneurship is psychology, and it's 20% strategy. And I think that Tony Robbins has something similar to it. That's actually where I got it from. I got it from him. Everything in life or in leadership, it's the leadership of an organization depends on the 80% psychology of the leader and 20% strategy or skill. So I took on the idea in late 2017 to start a blog, and I tried different things. I tried a Millennial Money Man blog, I think it is. He has a little course on it, and that's how I actually got started. And then from there, I found the Wealthy Affiliate, and I ended up rolling over to the Wealthy Affiliate platform. And I continued to evolve my blog through the Wealthy Affiliate. And it's actually what I had been using up until recently. My blog was a Master Life and Money. I was big on having, again, 80% psychology and 20% mindset. So I wanted to be able to provide a message of life, having a fulfilled life, and being able to control your money. And that's what I kind of wanted to be my blog about, and be able to help people, educate people, be a front end to my information to be able to help people in foreclosures and stuff like that. That we're losing the home, because nobody really wants to lose their home. That's when I left Business Mastery, I decided that I was going to focus on pre-foreclosure and foreclosures. That way I can add value to my clients by helping them with financial coaching. And so that was going to be my angle. And the more I read into it, I started reading into more little courses. I bought courses left and right on affiliate marketing, on growing your list, on growing your readership, attracting loyal readers. And one thing led to another. I mean, once you start getting involved in that, it's a never-ending cycle. I mean, there's so much information out there. There's so much noise out there right now that you'll never finish. You'll never consume as much information. You'll have a paralysis by analysis before you actually go through all the information that's out there. And so it became a passion for me. I really wanted to get that blog working. And everybody, I would see so many people with a massive amount of audience and making six-figure incomes, and that's where I wanted to be. My wife and I, we live in South Texas. We're both second-generation immigrants. My wife, Esmer, she's got a full-time employment. She's not much into the entrepreneurship as I am, But that's really my, that has to be my big why. I do this for her and for my kids. We've been married about 13 years now. And like I said, I started investing heavily in my education and in all kinds of programs to really get that blog kicked off. And I really wanted to be like one of those success stories, man, of really making the, really hitting it big and making the six-figure income. And I guess it, somehow I did have a kind of a romantic relationship or romanticism with being able to get rich quick. And nothing could be, I couldn't be any more wrong. Blogging is not easy. I quickly realized that I was not a writer. I couldn't get my thoughts out. I didn't know what to write about. And it just roadblocks everywhere. And it takes time to build an actual following, an actual readership or loyal readers, being able to attract them, being able to find that niche and all that good stuff. And it was something that I had to learn on my way there in between my journey. So I really wanted to make it work though. And maybe, just maybe, if I could make it work, if I could shorten that process, if I could find the shortcut, if I could find that secret formula to really kick off my blog and get a massive amount of readership so I can implement all the affiliate marketing strategies and all that good stuff. And just maybe, I could stop working out of town and take time to focus on my real estate business. And I mean, blogging is supposed to let you work from home and from anywhere after all, right? So that was the big plan. And it didn't take long for me to realize that I didn't have any money coming in because I was in between jobs at the time. I was really focused on my real estate business, trying to get it off the ground. It wasn't bringing in enough money. It wasn't bringing in it fast enough. And my blog made exactly $0. It's actually made up to this day $0. And I was actually spending more money trying to get everything off the ground than I was making. I had to pay for domains. I had to pay for hosting, for courses. I mean, it literally does take money to make money. There are a lot of, you're going to pay for it somehow. You're either going to pay it with it financially, or you're going to pay for it with time. After all, time is money, right? So there is no free ride. There is no... It takes money to make money, whether it's monetary, financial, physical, monetary money, or time-wise. But there is going to be some sort of investment. And I quickly realized that wasn't it. I mean, it wasn't just the money thing, but also I wasn't a writer. I wasn't a blogger. I didn't even finish my degree. I mean, I had so much trouble with my English courses and my writing courses. I remember the first college that I attended, and I was taking a summer course on speech. I was taking a speech class during the summer, and it's when my second son was going to be born. And I remember having to get up in front of the class to give a speech, and I couldn't even do that. I felt like I was going to pass out. I went to the front of the class. I stood in front of the podium, and I literally had never experienced this in my life before, where my knees started shaking. I don't think I've experienced it ever since. It's a weird feeling. I had heard about it. I had seen it in movies, and I had never actually experienced it until that time. I remember. So, I mean, my skills, I like the skills. I like the knowledge. I like the know-how. It was going to be a rough ride. I'd been the breadwinner of the house for over 10 years. I was a skilled worker where I worked. It's a hard labor, but I learned to do the things, and I learned to take advantage of the opportunities that were given to me. So I quickly rose in my ranks to be, I went from a hard labor to just doing inspections after 13 years. So not being able to have a successful blog was it was crushing. It was a complete shock to me. I didn't realize that when they say that the pen is mightier than the sword, that may be, but it is, that pen is, it's a difficult tool to master. So my wife worked only previous to this, before this, before I started trying to get my business going and my blog going, my wife only worked. She's never been a stay-at-home mom. She can't find herself around the house, just staying home all the time. So she's always just worked just to stay busy and just get money for whatever she wants to buy. And now that I was trying to do all this, trying to get this off the ground, the tables had turned. I felt like a complete failure because I had no money coming in. I couldn't make any of this work. And I really started to question myself whether this really was for me, whether am I really fit to start my own business? Am I really fit to actually do my own thing? Am I disciplined enough to be able to get start a company of my own and get it off the ground? And it was challenging. It was an eye opener. The problem was that making money blogging, it's time consuming. A lot of people don't realize that. I read a lot of articles and a lot of success stories where a lot of stay-at-home moms were just they were natural at writing, and they would just sit down and they had nothing else to do but to actually spend time writing. So at that time, I felt like, man, I could do it. I mean, if a single mother or somebody who's staying at a stay-at-home mom can actually do a blog, I mean, how hard can it be, right? And my respect goes out to them. It is very time-consuming. I would spend literally hours trying to write a blog post. And but not just that, being able to attract loyal readers. I mean, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of research, having to research SEO keywords and being able to come up with a title, formatting. Oh, man. It's a homework. It's not easy. And a lot of people think that just it's a gateway drug into entrepreneurship to start a blog and automatically make it be successful. And so it really made me question myself. And I really started asking questions like, and it's self-defeating questions. It's something that I've become passionate about getting rid of these self-defeating questions. I started asking things like, Eddie, are you really smart enough to do this? To work for yourself without a boss, without a stable job, without a stable income. And you've probably been there before. These tactics on blogging, they're very old. I mean, you got to find a niche. They tell you have to find a niche. You blog for 6 months to a year. You attract loyal readers. And you fill your blog page with affiliate offers, right? That's the common tactic. And it's kind of old. It's kind of like old corporate America. It's almost the same story when the old story is that you got to go out and find a job. You work for the same company for 30 to 40 years until you retire, hopefully with a decent pension or retirement account. But we're living in the new economy. So it's kind of like that. It's a blog, you're going to spend time. It's going to be your job. You're going to find one. You're going to find a niche. You're going to work at it for so long, and then you're going to reap the rewards. But really, right now, we're living in a new economy where it's a level playing field, where entrepreneurs like us have a fair shot at competing with big corporations. We have information in our pockets that government superpowers 50 years ago didn't have. We've got more power in our pockets than government officials 50 years ago from super powerful companies or super powerful governments. So the opportunity is there, but there is a lot of work behind it. It's the same thing with blogging. It's the same thing as corporate America, where you actually work on it for a certain time and you reap the rewards later. And it's kind of an old cycle. And that's what this whole podcast is all about. It's about not having to sit down for hours. And I learned this just recently. So on my whole on a personal growth journey over the last year, I call it my personal growth tour. I actually ran across somebody who invited me to write, and I talked about it early in this episode, that I'm going to be part of the tag book series coming up, the first edition coming out later on this year. And the way that came about is by my good friend Raul Lopez Jr., which we got connected through Tony Robbins. And he offered me to be on the book, and he pretty much coached me on how to write my chapters, right? And so I learned some good tactics, and I realized that sitting down to write a blog for hours, fighting writer's block. It's an old method. It's super old. It's outdated. And I didn't realize up until recently, until I had to do my chapter for the tag book series. This is what I'm talking about. And that's what this whole podcast is going to be about not having to sit down for hours fighting writer's block, of not having to wait 6 months to a year hoping someone will read my blog, or going out and trading reviews, right? That was another strategy that Wealthy Affiliate was big about. Oh, go share reviews, go review somebody else's, and then have them return the favor, pay it forward, have them review yours. But those are not real, that's not real readership. That's not a real audience. And this is all about creating an automated audience building system. That's what this whole podcast is going to be about. And so The way I realized that this was such an old method, that's such an outdated method, is so I talked about my personal growth tour over the last year, and that included the 10X Growth Conference by Grant Cardone. I attended that event, and for the first time ever, I saw a man, you might have heard of him before, a man named Russell Brunson. And if you don't know who he is, Google him, and if a picture of a 13-year-old looking man comes out, that's probably going to be him. So I see Russell Brunson at the 10X Growth Conference. He comes out doing his presentation, and at first I'm thinking, I'm looking at him, like, man, who is this guy? Everybody seems to be cheering for him. He looks like he's 13 years old. He can't be no older than my son, who's in sixth grade. I mean, who is this guy, right? And so he does his presentation, and when he finishes his presentation, before he even finishes it, half of the room stands up and walks to the back of the behind the curtain, the back tables, whatever they're called, to go and buy his product. And I was stunned. I was like, man, where's everybody going? So I decided to go take a look. I walk around the arena, and his little section, his table, has a line wrapped around the arena of people trying to buy his product. And Russell Brunson has an amazing platform called ClickFunnels, and that's how I was introduced when I saw this man for the first time. That has completely changed my life. So needless to say, before 10X GrowthCon was over, Grant Cardone makes a special announcement. He comes out, the man himself comes out. I may have a video still of this when he talks about it. And he announces that Russell Brunson has made $3 million in 90 minutes. What? I was completely blown away. I was like, man, who is this guy? I don't even know who this guy is. And how in the heck did he make $3 million in 90 minutes? Like, man, I've got to know who this guy is. I've got to follow him. I got to buy his product, right? I was hooked. And unfortunately, at that time, I was still struggling with income. I had roughly just about $3,000 at that time. So in my pocket, in my savings, I mean, it was completely gone. And that's kind of like the same situation. That's the same situation that I've been on for the past year as I've been trying to grow my business. I'm literally broke. I'm literally broke right now. So that's why I'm so passionate about this, because this podcast is all about this, about going through this journey. About, I've been through so many programs that tell you that this product is the one, this program is the one that's going to teach you, this is the last program you're ever going to buy, that to make you millions, to make you, to get that financial freedom that you've always wanted. And it's the same story and over again. And being in that spot myself, and I'll talk about it here a little bit more during this episode, that there's so many programs out there, and I decided that I was going to do this podcast based on that, based on crawling out of this hole that I've dug myself into. But anyway, so I was at the 10X Growth Con. Russell Brunson makes $3 million in 90 minutes. I don't have any money to buy his product. Like, man, I can't do it. Do I spend my last $3,000 on this guy, on his product? What if it doesn't work? So I ended up holding off. But I was completely blown away, and I started following Russell Brunson ever since. Needless to say, it's been a tough journey ever since. It's been 6 months now. February. We're in September, so it's 7 months. And it's about 6 months since I've been using ClickFunnels. So anyways, I didn't buy the product. I ended up shutting down my blog completely about last month, and I started building internet sales funnels with through the ClickFunnels platform. So about a month later, after I come home, I actually got a job and I started saving up some more money, and the right opportunity came up. Actually, Russell Brunson did a webinar on his 10x, how he made the $3 million in 90 minutes. And I decided that this was the time for me to do it. So I bought into the program, and I was hooked, and I've been hooked ever since. Still, needless to say, I've built a few sales funnels now that have been completely worthless. Not because the platform is worthless, but I hadn't figured it out yet. It was more trial and error, trying to see how all this ClickFunnels came together, and I just now realized that I was doing it all wrong. I was too focused on the product. I was trying to build a product. I was falling in love with the product and not in love with my clients again. And that's one of the reasons why this podcast came to be. So, what is a sales funnel? What are sales funnels? And why are they so important? Or why am I talking about this on a podcast that's supposed to be a blog about blogs, right? So a sales funnel is basically the art of taking your followers or your readers, your following, take your audience and take them in turning them into paying customers or prospective customers. So my plan was to, at that time when I first found ClickFunnels, my plan was to start creating sales funnels for my blog in other markets, in my market, in the real estate market, or in the coaching market, the finance coaching market, that had better potential to make money than actual blogging, or use it within the blogging to do it, right? And I started creating funnels and selling products in the weight loss market. I tried different things. I tried the financial markets. I tried the weight loss market. I tried the real estate market, but I didn't stop there. I ended up creating and started selling coaching packages. So not only did I do financial coaching packages, I did leadership coaching packages. I built a whole bunch of things, a lot of packages. I built a lot of funnels, but none of them seemed to work for some reason. And I was missing something. I didn't know what was going on. They didn't seem to be converting. Each new funnel I created took less and less time to make. When I bought into ClickFunnels, it gave me a six months worth of membership through to the ClickFunnels platform. So I've been using it ever since, and I've been building funnels constantly, trying to figure out what works, what doesn't. And so before I had ClickFunnels, I had to glue my blog together, and you guys probably can relate to this. You've got Bluehost, you've got AWeber or MailChimp, and you've got your affiliate marketing, and something always goes wrong. Your affiliate link doesn't work, or 10 different things can go wrong, right? So I had to glue it all together. And when I started doing funnels, I had to put everything together. I had to learn the system and really build the whole funnel from the ground up. So I built about 10 different funnels that never converted. And I had to tweak and tweak and tweak. And it took a lot of time and money to create them, because I had already bought into the program, and I had to advertise, and I had to do a whole bunch of other stuff. Very similar to blogging. I had to do all the housekeeping stuff, all the back office stuff, or the hosting and all that good stuff, right? The good thing about ClickFunnels is that it's all one platform. I don't have to be having, I don't have to have AWeber or ConvertKit or MailChimp and then tie that, integrate that. Although it is possible, integrate that with my hosting and my domain and all. ClickFunnels has it all. It's a one-stop shop, and it's super easy. So it's super amazing. That's why I like it so much. So the thing is that they still weren't converting, though, and I ended up getting so frustrated that I decided that I was going to really dig in and study successful funnels, right? And Steven Larson, he was Russell Brunson's right-hand man at ClickFunnels for about 2 years, and I ran into his material through one of my ClickFunnels coach. I got the ClickStart program through ClickFunnels, and she told me about Steven Larson, and I started following him on Facebook and attending his webinars and all that good stuff. And so I decided to really study, not funnels. What happened was that when I got into ClickFunnels, I thought that ClickFunnels was the best. It was, oh, it's super amazing. This thing is going to make me a tons of money. And I fell in love with the product again. And I realized about a week ago that I was approaching it all wrong. The product is not ClickFunnels. It's the sales message, the marketing that makes ClickFunnels work. And it's that same messaging that makes your funnel, your blog actually work. And I didn't know that. And I just realized that about a week ago. So what I found was amazing. It blew me away. So I was so busy building funnels that I completely missed the marketing principles, that the message was more important than the product. So after many hours of research, I decided to listen to the market and focus on blogs. I decided, you know what? Blogs, I got to make my blog work. And these principles that they're teaching other people, that they're teaching other bloggers, that you've got to wait months to a year to actually make it work, to make money out of it. That's old stuff, man. These ClickFunnels, this guy made $3 million in 90 minutes. Come on, it shouldn't take a year for you to profit from your blog. So needless to say, about last week, Russell Brunson released his book, The 30-Day Summit, where he brings 30 of his heavy hitters, eight-figure and two comma club winners. He's got a award program. Whatever funnel you build makes $1 million, makes you $1 million, just that one funnel. You get awarded with a two comma club award. And then if it makes 10 millions and over, you get an eight-figure award. And so he's got 30 of these people that have actually done it and made millions or multi-million dollars. And he told them, okay, so you have 30 days, you have no money, you have no reputation, you are not who you are, you've never made the two comma club, you have no money, and the only thing that you have is internet connection, ClickFunnels, and your knowledge, the know-how, how to build these funnels. What do you do? What's your plan? And so all these 30 heavy hitters, ClickFunnels heavy hitters, did their own 30-day plan on what they would do to start from the ground up. And that's what the 30-day summit is. It's super amazing. I fell in love with it as soon as it came out. And actually, I saw Steven's webinar on it. I was like, man, I've got to take a look at this, because remember when I said that I bought ClickFunnels and he gave me a six-month program? Or a six-month membership to ClickFunnels? Well, that was in about March, April, somewhere around there when I actually purchased it. So my 6 months is over in October 5th or something like that, which means that a week ago, that gave me about 30 days. I was in the exact same scenario of this 30-day summit, of this 30-day challenge. 30 days, and I'm going to lose everything. Lights go completely out. And it couldn't come at a better time, because man, these guys are giving their 30-day plan. This is how they would do it. And that's the exact same situation that I'm in. I'm unemployed. I've got about $250,000 of debt, over a quarter million dollars of debt. And I'm this close literally to going lights completely out and losing everything. I'm behind on my payments. And this is it. This is a sign. I've got to do this. So I've been following Garrett White's program and Steven Larson's. Be obsessed or be average guy because of Grant Cardone. So I like to go deep into things like that. I get overly obsessed with things. So that's why it's been so important to me. And that's why I actually started this podcast, because this is part of my 30-day program, my 30 days plan following Garrett White and Steven Larson. I'm following Garrett White because his mindset, his psychology of the funnels is super amazing. Steven Larson's strategy on building the funnels is extraordinary. So that's why I'm following those two guys. They've really touched close to home. They really resonate with me. And that's why I'm starting this podcast, man, because I am in the exact same situation as this 30-day summit. It's me living through that 30-day challenge. So you guys are going to get to see the whole shebang. You're going to get to see this whole show. Am I going to make it in 30 days? Am I not going to make it in 30 days? Is it going to be lights out? Am I going to lose everything? So you're going to get to see literally firsthand how I crawl out of this hole. So I'm super glad that you've chosen to listen to this podcast. I hope that you get some good value. I want you to see that it is actually going to be possible, because I am going to make it out of this hole, and it is going to happen. You see this right here? This And you guys who listen to the recording are probably not going to be able to see this, but you can go into YouTube and look at the video. So Garrett White's strategy on the 30-day plan, he writes on his forearm, failure is not an option. Go, motherfucker. So that's my motto right now, and that's I'm going to be doing this for the next 30 days. It is going to happen, and you guys are going to see firsthand how it all happened. So there's no BS. It's no scam. It's no get-rich-quick scheme. It's no, this is going to be the last program that you're going to buy, and that's all you're going to need. No, this is going to be in the trenches, firsthand look at how I dig myself out of this hole. So needless to say, the funnel part of it is super simple. I can now build funnels. What it used to take me 30 days to build a funnel, I can do that in a matter of minutes. I actually just built a funnel last night. I decided that I was going to put all my knowledge and all my expertise that I've learned over the past 6 months and put it into the affiliate of ClickFunnels Affiliate Bootcamp program. And that's what I've been doing so far. I put out some actual ads yesterday, and the conversion has been amazing. It's been surprisingly amazing. I didn't realize it was going to be so effective. So it's this show, this in the trenches, full balls to the wall run towards that finish line within those 30 days, it's full on, man. It's on. I'm going to get it. you are going to get to see firsthand that it's not a scam. And I am going to plan to have guest appearances on the whole wealth mindset, what it takes to actually do to become wealthy, what it's all about, what to avoid, what obstacles, what one thing we can do to avoid disaster pretty much in these next 30 days. So y'all stay tuned. So that's why I decided this whole podcast, I wanted to give you guys firsthand. This is the first episode. Thank you very much for watching. So after creating this totally secret side hustle hacks show, I'm not only able to build something valuable by you guys being able to see this firsthand, I've also been able to create powerful content because I'm going to be able to create things based on your feedback. I will now be able to attract a loyal audience who will benefit firsthand from witnessing this firsthand. I'm super excited about it. So if it interests you, if this podcast is definitely for you, if you think this is going to be interesting, whether I make it or not, I hope you guys are cheering me on, man. So I would love to hear from you. And the idea of it, if you could please leave a review, that would be super amazing, and leave some feedback. And man, I can't wait to hear from you guys. So thanks for watching. I love you guys. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening. Please subscribe and leave your feedback. Do you want to collaborate and mastermind with other side hustlers just like you and toss ideas around? If so, join the Totally Secret Side Hustle Hackers Facebook group.